This is PodTech News for July 18th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Net neutrality supporters have pounced on U.S. Senator Ted Stevens' less-than-tech-savvy description of the Internet as a series of tubes and not a big truck. Stevens chairs the Senate Committee on Science, Commerce, and Transportation. He made the comments as a justification of his vote against network neutrality provisions. Stevens' comments have made him an unintentional media star this week. His words were fodder for The Daily Show and have been glorified in techno remixes across the web. Here's one from the Boldheaded broadcast at www.boldheaded.com.
It's not something that you just dump something on.
Titled DJ Ted's Techno Tubes.
It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
Oh, and for serious information on network neutrality, search our website for our podcast interviews on both sides of the debate. Try searching network neutrality.
Was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday. Tangled up tubes. Because it got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially.
I think it's absolutely essential to provide streaming stuff going on the internet. The tubes.
In other news today, Microsoft Corporation and Canada's Nortel Networks held a news conference to announce they're forming a so-called Innovative Communications Alliance to deliver unified communications to customers. Here's Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer in an excerpt from the news conference.
Today, the world of communications really is changed. We began on June 26 when we announced our unified communications roadmap strategy. And now with this alliance agreement that Mike and I signed earlier, I think we can squarely say that Microsoft with Nortel is in the business not just of unified communications, but in the business of voice quite clearly.
This alliance of a software company with a provider of telecom equipment is part of a trend to shift business communications from telephones to cheaper internet-based telecommunications. Nortel said in a statement it expects to reap over $1 million in new revenue over the four-year life of the deal. Ballmer said Microsoft would be shipping five new communications products by July 2007. This is PodTech News.